introduction chapter.
Ana quiere hablar español. Ana wants to speak Spanish. The girl is in the house. The girl's name is Ana. There is a problem. Ana wants to speak Spanish. Ana does not want to go to school. Vocabulary structures. La muchacha está en la casa. The girl is in the house. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Dónde está la muchacha? Where is the girl? ¿Dónde está la muchacha? La muchacha se llama Ana. The girl calls herself Ana. La muchacha se llama Ana. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana wants to speak Spanish. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. Ana does not want to go to school. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. Introduction chapter. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana wants to speak Spanish. La muchacha está en la casa. La muchacha está en la casa. Fortunately, Spanish and English are very similar languages. Both languages use the Roman alphabet. Almost half of all the words in English have a related word in Spanish, and sentences, for the most part, have the same basic word order. When you realize there are many basic similarities between the two languages, and begin to incorporate them with what you will hear and practice, you will be amazed at how fast you will understand and speak Spanish. Listen to the story and respond to the questions. Join the conversation. That's all you have to do. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Dónde está la muchacha? ¿Dónde está la muchacha? In both Spanish and English, knowing the question words is tremendously important. Questions most often begin with a question word to indicate that what follows is a question. Listen to the example. ¿Dónde está la muchacha? Where is the girl? ¿Dónde está la muchacha? Listen to the question again, and when you hear the volley sound, try to answer before the student role play. She will correctly answer the question, and you will know that you understand and are correctly engaged in the conversation. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Quién está en la casa?
La muchacha.
Sí, la muchacha está en la casa. In Spanish, nouns function the same way they do in English. In both languages, a noun can be either singular, like taco, or plural, like tacos. What's different is that every Spanish noun has a preassigned what's called gender, either masculine, like taco, or feminine, like casa. Either way, a noun is a noun. But in Spanish, any word that describes a noun takes into account the noun's gender and whether or not the noun is singular or plural. For example, taco is a masculine singular noun, and when you want to say the taco in Spanish, it's el taco. And when you say the tacos, you say los tacos. The word house in Spanish is casa, and it's a feminine singular noun, so the house in Spanish is la casa. And the houses are las casas. As you can hear, There are four different words in Spanish for the English word the: el, la, los, and las. La muchacha está en la casa. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Dónde está la muchacha?
En la casa.
Fantástico. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Quién está en la casa de la muchacha?
La muchacha.
Sí, la muchacha está en la casa. La muchacha se llama Ana. La muchacha se llama Ana. La muchacha se llama Ana. We most often think of la muchacha se llama Ana as the girl's name is Ana. La muchacha se llama Ana. Or for example, me llamo Marco. My name is Marco. Me llamo Marco. But technically, la muchacha se llama Ana translates to the girl calls herself Ana. La muchacha se llama Ana. Or, me llamo Marco is I call myself Marco. Me llamo Marco. The meaning is essentially the same, but knowing the literal translation will help you as we start to use more of these types of verbs called reflexive verbs. For now, as long as you understand what's being communicated, la muchacha se llama Ana, and you know the girl's name is Ana, continue with the story and you will get familiar understanding how Spanish sounds and is used in context. La muchacha se llama Ana. ¿Quién se llama Ana?
La muchacha.
Excelente. La muchacha se llama Ana. ¿Dónde está la muchacha?
En la casa.
Fantástico. La muchacha está en la casa. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana quiere hablar español. Hay un problema. There is a problem. Hay un problema.
Oh, no.
Sí, hay un problema. In Spanish, the basic rule is as follows. If the noun ends with an O, it is masculine and singular. El muchacho, el burrito, el taco. And if the noun ends with an A, it is feminine and singular. La muchacha, la casa, la escuela. Some of the most common exceptions to that basic rule will be introduced early, so keep your ear open for them, like in this case, el problema, or un problema. Hay un problema. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela.
Oh, no.
Correcto. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. The word no in front of any verb in Spanish makes that verb negative. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. Ana does not want to go to school. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. ¿Quién no quiere ir a la escuela?
Ana.
Correcto. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela. ¿Dónde está la muchacha?
En la casa.
Excelente. La muchacha está en la casa. ¿Cómo se llama la muchacha?
Ana.
Sí, la muchacha se llama Ana. ¿Quién quiere hablar español?
Ana.
Fantástico. Ana quiere hablar español. Let's review everything that went on in this chapter so far. If there are parts that you don't understand, just go back to that section and review it. La muchacha está en la casa. La muchacha se llama Ana. Hay un problema. Ana quiere hablar español. Ana no quiere ir a la escuela.